we started talking yesterday about last week about the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, what you're allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses, and what you're not allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Sif Aleph of the Halachis seem to be very chomer, and they are very chomer. And then the question becomes, some people after when they learn halacha for a while, so they say, you know, that you first learn the whole problem, then you got to figure out, so what's the loophole? What are we doing? How do we get out of this? So is there a way to justify a lot of what we do in the shuls? So here's the halacha. Sif Aleph and Kufn and Aleph, but the Knesiyas, but the Midrashas, ain't noegin b'im kalas roish. You can't do frivolity, things which will just to relax, you know, recreational activities that have no ruchniyazdik value whatsoever. They're not helping you in any way. It's just purely recreational at best, and or it leads to other things. You know, just kalas roish, you know, things which are of no particular value. Going tzchoik v'hito, just joking around. Sicha b'teila, not even sicha b'teila. So I'm not just joking around, but I am.
Sports talk.
You know, yeah, exactly. Schmoozing about football. You know, all that stuff. You know, I do that in shul. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Gadim that could be even discussing things about parnasas aser. Means even though there is a toelas in it, but it's nothing to do with ruchnias specifically. Oh, it's page 15 in the booklet, everybody. On the bottom of this page number, it's page 15 in the booklet. Ve'ein oichlin v'shoisin b'hem, you can't even eat inside or drink. V'loy miskashtin, and by the way, if you look in the Bir Halacha on that, ein oichlin v'shoisin also lishtois mayim b'beis haknesses v'beis medrash. Talking about water. Oh. We're not talking about alcoholic beverages or anything like that, because that's kalas roish. We're just talking about even drinking. V'loy miskashtin b'ayim, you can't dress yourself there. V'loy mitaylin b'ayim, you can't hang around over there. V'loy nichnasim b'machamim p'nei achamo b'gshomim p'nei achshomim. You're not allowed to go in. If it's hot, you know, you want to cool off, or it's cold, you want to warm up. But so this is all awesome. Then he gets involved that there's a heter of Tamidei Chachamim, Tamidei Mutarim Lecho, Velishtos by Midoichak. We were matir Midoichak, Tamidei Chachamim, that learn inside the Beis Medrash all day. Some say in a Beis Medrash because the nature of a Beis Medrash is that the people are there learning all day. So therefore, the things that they need in order to permit them, in order to allow the learning to go well, is mutter, even though for others it will be aser. So therefore the Kafa Chaim says that smoking in a shul is aser, because smoking is kalas roish. But for the people learning there, it's mutter. So it's not so common anymore, but they were definitely, you know, not I'm not going back that long ago, but the medrash and stuff like that, there was like, you know, people smoking in there. But the point is that that's part of the head of the base medrash for people helping people to learn. Maybe that's okay. Okay. Now this is good. This is going to be right. So for sure, water. So therefore, this is the first. So first of all, to understand the chaimer adavar, a base knesses is like a base medrash, is like a mikdash meat. It's like a shul, and it's like a base. It's like a base mikdash. There's a din of moira mikdash. You have to be treated with kavod. And that's why all these things are in place, that you're not allowed to eat, drink, act in any sort of way. You can't do kalas roish. You can't on the next page, chesvoinos, elim kein hinishal mitzvah, like the kupa sa'ir. Like, you know, if that's the only place that you can make a cheshbon of the public funds, maybe. But otherwise, it's aser to do that. Like I said, so a board meeting, could be that's also, and anyway, it could be it's kalas roish anyway. So, so you have to know, but maybe it's also to do it in there. Okay, so this seems very chomer. Seems very chomer. So we spoke out last week that two basic mahalchim and how to justify what we do in the base medrash, which is we eat in shul, we drink in shul, and what about tzicha b'teila and things like that. Talking, people don't come in, daven and leave. People talk, is that also? I mean, obviously during davening it's also. I'm not talking about during davening. Talking about stamazai, is it also? After davening,
yes.
You want to stay around for a couple minutes. So now it's like this. So in the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see that there's two or three basic heterim. But even after we're finished with those two, three basic heterim, we're still going to come up short to justify everything that goes on. So the first heter we learned already is Tamidei Chachamim are mutter to do it in a Beis Medrash and possibly in a Beis HaKnesses midoichak. And the Magen Avraham explains what that means is that the people learning in the shul or in the Beis Medrash, the Rambam says even in a Beis HaKnesses, even if it's a shul, but if you're learning in there, the things which will help the people learn more, those things are mutter. So for example, a person has to fall asleep derech arai. Falling asleep derech arai, you're tired, you got to put your head down. Could be it's mutter. You want to eat or drink because it's going to help you learn better. And that's what I meant in the text. That's what I meant in the text. Breakfast could be only mutter if you attend the shir. Because
if you attend the shir.
What?
Attend the shir or learn the shir?
In the chayr, you get it definitely helps you attend the shir if you have breakfast. And if you learn the shir, so the point is that those things which help the tzibur involve themselves in the learning, which is pasha pshat, eating, drinking, that could be mutter, that's the head title of Tamidei Chachamim. Because the medayik, if you look in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it does not say Tamidei Chachamim only. It says Tamidei Chachamim v'talmideihem. And their students, what's that coming to include? It means anyone that's learning in the shul. Anyone that's learning and being chaver themselves in the shul to learn, we're going to be more lenient on them for the purposes of whatever's going to help them.
Shouldn't so, it use that lashon though? It says tamid dehem. They're
yeah, but that's the point. The point is even the lower level. Because someone's going, I'm not a talmid chacham. Okay, you're not a talmid chacham, but at least you're learning in the shul. So therefore, you're learning there. So therefore, that would cover this cup of coffee, pashtus. Even though not
we'll
all
cover this cup of coffee.
What?
We'll cover this cup of coffee.
Why? I'm saying it helps learn.
At least cover the first level.
Cover yours.
No, I'm saying it helps. The coffee that helps people learn, or whatever the little some food on the side to help you learn. Okay, but does that cover shal shudis? Does that cover even? Let's just say shal shudis. What? So it's a suddis mitzvah. Is that enough? So the next, so that's the first level of heter, but that doesn't cover.
Coming to hear their speech at shal shudis if there's no food.
Yeah, but what about in kiddush? You're leaving shul
anyway
to go home anyways. Yeah,
right. That's why kiddush is a little bit more thing. But kiddush is a tzarach of the tzibur. You know, they aren't being nene, and if you would send them home and come back, well, we'll see about that. It's not going to be out this heter. You're right. So what's the next level of heter?
Between basic
Knesses
and basic
Right, the Ramah is.
Only the Ramah is.
Right.
But the Mechaber says the story of Talmideihem or Talmideihem, which doesn't apply to basic Knesses.
No, but he does. It does. Because he's going on basic Knesses.
But how does that apply?
Because people sometimes learn there.
So it's a basic Medrash.
No, basic Medrash means that like he was showing, basic Medrash means that most of the hours of the day it's being used for learning more than davening.
So a shtiefel that's primarily for davening, but they learn a little bit between Minchamayr.
That's a basic Knesses. But it has a heter of Tamidei Chachamim.
Right.
Meaning the way this heter of Tamidei Chachamim, I don't want to get too sidetracked, even though that's really the Geshmak, it's a little bit in the Sugya. It comes from a stira in the Gemara. I'll say this quickly. But the Gemara says Tamidei Chachamim is mutter. The next Gemara says that two Tamidei Chachamim were talking and learning. And we're going to learn that in a minute. Another thing you're not allowed to do is, like we said, you're not allowed to go in Bachama, if it's hot outside. So two Tamidei Chachamim were talking and learning. And it started raining, and they went inside to continue the conversation. So the Gemara says, how are they allowed to do that? They're covering themselves from the rain in the shul. You can't do that. So the Gemara says they did it because it helped the learning, because they couldn't concentrate. They weren't trying to protect themselves from getting wet. They wanted to learn better. And shmaitz boi tzilusa, you can't talk and learning when you're getting soaked. And therefore, they had to go inside to learn better. So frek derishayim, but they're tamidei chachamim. We just said in the Gemara Megillah line earlier, that Tamidei Chachamim are mutter to go inside the Beis Knesses. So what's the Gemara say? So there's two basic answers, and that's the Ramah and the Mechaber. The Ran says that the head of Tamidei Chachamim is only at a Beis Medrash, not a Beis Knesses, and the story of the talking and learning, they went into a Beis Knesses. That's what you're referring to. But the Rambam says, no, the head of Tamidei Chachamim is only for doicha. If they're in the shul and they want to drink, that's fine. But you're not in the shul. You want to go in the shul. That's not included in the head of Tamidei Chachamim. But there's no distinction between Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash according to the Rambam. So it really, these the Ramah, that line in the Ramah Mechaber really goes back to how they learned the Gemara. Okay? I don't know whoever caught that, but that's a geschmack piece. Okay. Now, the next level of Heter is what it says. We spoke a lot of this out last week. I'm just causing it quickly with a little more detail. The next level of Heter is Sivdalid. Sivdalid, which is on page 17 in the booklet, Sivdalid, it says, L'tsoyrech beis hakneses mutu lecho v'lishan besoychoi. That anything which helps the tzibur. So for example, the guy that's in charge of the shul is allowed, the guard is allowed to eat there. He helps the shul. And also if there's a public type of tzorech, a sudas mitzvah, which is for the tzibur. For example, in those days, they had to get together, all the tzibur to create the calendar for the year. When is Yom Tov going to fall out? So where do they have that meeting? In shul. And they serve food. So that's also permitted. So that's the next level of heter, which means any tzorech mitzvah, which the best place to do it in shul, is mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Vadi Yosef in the Echavadas and others say that would be the het of Shal Shudis. Because it's a tzorech mitzvah, it's a public meal. There's no kalas roish. You're not serving anything which leads to kalas roish.
Can't kalas roish be how one?
No, kalas roish would be alcoholic beverages and a party and whatever. You're sitting there eating gefilte fish.
It's physical. It's stuff that you eat.
Right, guacamole and tuna is not gonna do the trick.
Isn't kalas roish a state of mind?
Yeah, but it doesn't lead to kalas roish. It's not a suda which will lead to it. Of course, you shouldn't sit there as kalas roish, but you're sitting there, you're eating, you're singing the Devei Torah, and whatever. Even if you say a joke here, you're talking. So the Kutzker's Vart.
You know,
the Kutzker's Vart. That a guy did Navera, and he wanted to know how to do tshuva. He was too embarrassed to ask. So he came to the Kutzker, and he said, "My friend sent me to ask. You know, he did this thing wrong. How do I do tshuva on it?" So the Kutzker, you know, Kutzker told him the whole thing. This is what you should do, whatever. And then he says, "By the way, you could tell your friend next time that he doesn't have to be embarrassed to ask. He could just come himself and say that his friend sent him." So Okay, so that's the next level of heter, which is where it's the tzorech of the tzibur for a mitzvah. But again, that doesn't always cover us. Okay, that's good for shal shudis, because you have to have shal shudis. And if everyone leaves, then I can have shal shudis. But that doesn't help for a kiddush. And it surely doesn't help for a sheva brachas and all these other things that happen, right? So, and it doesn't help for talking. It doesn't help for talking in shul either. Because what does it help? So, the only thing that we have left is what everyone probably has on the tip of the tongue, which is what a lot of people say over. Oh, the base Knesset is made on Tanai. Now, the sugya of Tanai is a Gemara Megillah. It says, but the Knesset should be Bavel on Tanai and Asuya, but the Knesset and Bavel were made on Tanai. The problem is that the Mechaber paskins that only helps to take away the Kedusha from the base Medrash once it's abandoned. If it's an abandoned shul, the halacha normally would be you still have to treat it with kedusha. If you make it tonight, then you don't have to treat it with kedusha once it's abandoned. Okay, but while it's still around, even though some rishonim say while it's still around and being used, you can make it tonight. But the bir halacha, the mechaber doesn't paskin that way. Okay, so here comes a very interesting thing: is that the poiskim, it means the haintika poiskim, the bir halacha, Ramesha brings it. And the Aruch HaShulchan, they all say, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like the Ramban, we are allowed to paskin like the Ramban. It's a big chiddush. So here we're going not like the Shulchan Aruch. So just remember, whatever we're about to say, the Shulchan Aruch does not say this. So we're already in a world of a little bit, you know, it's a little gray area, but okay, the Poskim say we can do it. The Ramban says that you can make a Tanai and maintain the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and yet, you're allowed to do things which are against the Kedusha of the Basic Knesset, provided one condition, that it's midoichak. That means that there's no choice. You have to do it. You have to do it. There's no choice. What was the source for this? The source for this was the Taz. The Taz says that, you know, in the Gemara Pesachim, if you ever learned it, it says we made Kiddush and Shul. For who did we make Kiddush and Shul for? Why do we make Kiddush and Shul? Right? Some shuls make Kiddush and Shul. Why?
Some people might not hear it otherwise. But they're not Yotzei Kiddush, though.
Right, but they're not Yotzei by hearing it in Shul anyway. So the answer is because there were people that ate in Shul. The poor people had nowhere to go. They ate in Shul. So Frecht, the Taz, how are people eating in Shul? Obviously, that the shul was open to poor people to eat there because there was no other place for them to go. So therefore, the Ramban says that midoichak, if the tzibur wants to feed the poor people, and this is the best place to feed them, it's permitted. So anything which is called a doichak, that means we have no choice, so we can implement the tanai to be matter that.
And therefore, it's a sarach mitzvah, though.
Okay, so some say you don't have to come on to the tanai. Some say, like the Rebbe Avadia says, it's like shal shudis. They have nowhere to eat us with the Shabbos. But some say, no, it's up to the tanai. Okay? So therefore, the tanai is the het of the Ramban, and that's what Ramosha says that we spoke last week, that Ramosha said you're allowed to bring a seeing eye dog into a shul, even though bringing a dog into shul is a kalas reish, pets into shul. But it's a doichak, because you have no choice. So it's a guy's never going to daven. So since it's a doichak, you have no choice, you're allowed to let him in. Now, by the way, I saw this morning that Menachem Kasher is an interesting person. He's a big Talmid Chacham, and he put out tons of svarim. And he wrote a sefer about when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. He put out a sefer, Yishal Arech, all the nafkaminas of what would happen if we end up living on the moon. You know, like, when would you make Kiddush Levana? Like, interesting, a whole sefer. And over there, he wants to say that, no, it's completely also to bring a dog into shul, even for that reason. And he makes a kavah chomer. He says, you know, there's a pasuk that mechir kelev, you're not allowed to bring as a carbon. Mechir kelev means money that if you had a dog and you sold it, that money, you're not allowed to buy a carbon with it. If you bring that carbon with that money, it's also. So he says, if you're not even allowed to bring the thing which you traded in for the dog, for sure the dog itself. Yeah, that's what he holds. That's his holds. I mean, Ramosha holds not like that, and I think the Om was going to be make on Ramosha. But Ramosha does say that he should sit like in a place that's not going to scare people and, you know, distract the whole crowd. But Ramosha's not to the seeing eye dog. Okay? But the idea is, Ramosha says, because it's a Tanai, and Midoichak it's Motor. So now, this is the furthest we've gotten, right? We have one hector of Tamidei Chachamim, we have one hector of Sivdalim, the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Tzarech, the Tzibur, the Mitzvah, and then we have a Tanai. The Tanai is going to be Matir when it's a Doichak. So what's the case of doichak? So let's say, making a kiddush. Look, the guy wants to make a kiddush. He's part of the shul. He wants everyone to come. Where is he going to go? Home? No one's going to come. It could be considered doichak. He has nowhere else to do it. Okay, it's a little stretch, but it could be considered maybe doichak. But not everything is going to be considered doichak. There is a moridik a kiddush in the Aruch HaShulchan.
What about raising?
I'm not so comfortable saying it over, but my Aruch HaShulchan says it.
What about helping the shul raise money? Like, it's a, you know, sponsor, it's going to help the shul run its daily...
Okay,
daily
maybe that's mutter. You know, when it's part of a sudo, let's say Simchas Torah, the Shoyal Meshiv already. The Tshuvah Shoyal Meshiv says you're allowed to serve a meal on Simchas Torah.
As long as you're serving Maser.
What? He says, the Aruch HaShulchan, that... Why are you allowed to talk in shul? He says, "The batek nesiyah shabavel atnayin asuyes the davar shemuchrochin lekach something that you're muchroch you have to do." Vanachnu choish v'nze we consider talking to each other and like you know schmoozing in shul lehechrech koachel lefin yonai. So therefore, it's called a doichak not to allow talking in shul, not during davening, but after davening, people want to discuss different in yonim. You know, assuming it's not kalas reish.
Sure, it's not during that one.
We'll find.
He's saying that you would be allowed to after shul is over. Is over. You can
he's saying that the tanai would work for that. Now, lema'is shasat chagadol, and that's his only heter. Okay, now lema'isa. This doesn't cover everything, right? So there was a big. First of all, it doesn't cover everything that we do, right? And we have a private person makes a bar mitzvah. I don't know if it covers that, you know? He's making his meal there, so let him find somewhere else. It's not a tzibur thing. It doesn't do with the tzibur. Or even other events that go on, public events, that there's no other room to do it, so we do it in that room. But it's not a room. It's basically kinesis. I mean, so the tanai does not cover all this stuff. So it seemingly is a pretty big issue. It's a pretty big problem. And there's another point, by the way, to remember, is that the Gemara said, but the Knesset should be Bavel. It's a very not clear if the Knesset and Eretz Yisrael have this heter. It could be only Bavel. So the Chazon Ish held, no, in Eretz Yisrael you could make the Tanai as well, but it wasn't so clear. Bir Halacha held like that. Okay. So there's one there's one more heter. But this heter comes with a major string attached. And this is the heter of what we call the Shtibel heter. And this is Mufurish in the Divrei Chaim. And the Divrei Chaim basically says, look, there's a lot of people, the Rebbes and stuff like that, they had a house and they made meals in the house and they invited everyone, like they fear a tish. You make a tish on Tu B'Shvat, so what does that have to, you know, Lav Dafka, these type of things, not everything fit perfectly into the parameters of where the Tanai will work. So the Divrei Chaim says the following, I didn't print it, but I have the Tshuva here. And the Divrei Chaim says like this. He says, Hine, Dover Zanir B'Pshitos De'abote Medrash Shel Tzadike Hador. The Bati Medrash of the Rebbes of the Tzadikim, Shemiyachdim Beveisam, Ein Lahem Din Beis HaMedrash, Liyos Alav Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It's not a Beis HaKnesses. The Shtibel Heter is that it's not you're not building a shul. Sharei Anu Royim Shemishtam Shem Medvarm Sheein Rishayim Lishtam Es Beis HaMedrash. Because look around, we do a lot more than what the Tanai would permit. A few like that Tanai. Sheoisin Sudas Nisuin. We make weddings there, and then we dance, and this probably calls Reish, and who knows what. And a lot of people sleep in the shul. There's no heter for this. So he says, even the... No, so he says, so what they did, so what did they do? That means that when they made the shtibul, they took their house and they made a room in the house. This is where the tzibul will gather together for spiritual endeavors.
Including that.
Including that is one of them. But it's like a public, it's a public gathering place. It's not a shul. So they never made it with, they never made it into a Beis HaKnesses. So since it's not a Beis HaKnesses, do whatever you want.
So they're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael with this.
Oh, then now, V'gam l'shtamash atzorchi arachim b'chol ma'ashi yitzarchu v'rak shispalu gam kein. Lo yishiya kedusha az Beis HaKnesses aleihem. And I heard this explicitly. Shitzadik echad Omar, one of the tzaddikim said, "Beferish, I was there." Said the Divrei Chaim. B'shas b'nias beis hamedrash b'veisoy. When he made his house, his shul, Omar b'vanoisoy, and when he built it, shemas b'beferish b'boyne beis vad. I'm making a gathering place for the tzibur. Of a loyish yekedushas beis hamedrash olof. Ubazeh, you can do whatever you want. Now you'll tell me, oh, it's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. The problem is the opposite is true. The Gemara says that a Beis Knesset that you speak in a Devarim Talim is going to get destroyed. No. So that's not going to Eretz Yisrael either.
Oh.
Right?
That's good.
So anyway, you know, so and people are going to do Isurim. So he said instead of being Makshal people in Isurim, they just took off the Kedushas Beis Knesset completely. And that's why the Noi Debuda says, that's why on the front of these things in the old days in Europe, it didn't say Beis Knesset. It didn't say any. It said kloiz. The kloiz. What's a kloiz? The kloiz is a house. What's a shtibel? A shtibel is a house. Shtibel, it's like a little house. This is the house for the tibur. That's what shtibel means. Shtibel does not mean, you know, chasid shul. That's what I mean. Shtibel is a house. That one of the things we do there is daven. And one of the things we do a lot of things there. And
that's for today's modern shtiblot, which really are shuls that have been yonim every few minutes, and yeah. They do other things.
I don't know exactly if they're using the term in Europe by the Rebbes. That's what the kloiz was.
Right.
The kloiz was. It did not have a din beis hakneses.
So in terms of having a shul in the town.
Oh, so now Sir Moshe says this is a very amazing heter, but the problem is that it comes with a major string attached. It means all the tefillos that you're doing there does not have the milah of davening in the Beis Medrash. You're supposed to daven in a shul. The halacha is, if you're davening b'yechidus, you don't have a minyan anyway, you should go to shul to daven, because there's a milah to daven in shul. According to this, there's no milah to daven in the shtibel more than in your house. Right? And not only that, like...
The guy who comes in at 11 o'clock and puts on tefillah, he's doing the right thing.
Huh?
The guy who comes in shul at 11 o'clock and puts on tefillah.
Better than not.
And the other thing Ramosha says is what you were saying is that we learned last week from the Rambam that the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah mina deraisa that every community has to have a shul. You have to have a shul. It's a mitzvah mina deraisa, and the community is allowed to be kaifin each other to build a shul. Just like I could be kaifin one another to build a mikvah, to build an eruv, certain communal needs. One of those communal needs is a base knesses, which Mishnah Berurah learns means a base knesses, not just a communal gathering place, a place that has kedushas base knesses. According to this, you're not doing that. You're also not doing the mitzvah of shachanti besoicham, you know, asuli mikdash. So therefore, the heft of the Divrei Chaim is a little bit on shaky ground.
Tzaddikim sounds like we're okay with that.
Because they would rather give up that milah than be machshel everybody in doing averus every time they talk in shul.
Why is it so unheard of to just get
keep order, your mouth shut?
But
because halachically you can't even say hello, how are you doing in the shul according to them. So if that's the case, if they're calling the
so be it.
No, but there's another thing is that they made public meals. People have to eat there. We made weddings. We're upsharing. I mean, well, we're making upsharing in a shul. What are shaykhs? What are you doing? Pidyon HaBen, all these things. So it didn't fit in necessarily with the dharma of the shul, but we needed it to do it that way. And we didn't have enough money to make a social hall and a shul. So they had to take off the whole Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So you see how far this goes, right? That if you really want to cover all your bases, you may have to go so far as to take off the entire Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to begin with, which leaves you in a pretty murky area, okay? So the bottom line is that we have Heterim for Shalshudis. We may have the Aruch HaShulchan to speak very basic Dvarim, which are not Kalas Roish. We may have a Heter for some things, but some things are just, there's really no Heter for it unless you're going to go all the way to just basically put up your hands and say, I give up, it's not a Shul.
Rabbi, with all due respect to the Shir and everything that's been said, how did these basic Knesses, how did these Shuls become more holy than the Beit HaMikdash? The Beit HaMikdash, we read the things that went on there. We know they threw the estrogum at the children. We know they were singing. They had the torches. They were. It seemed like
it doesn't say that they ate there.
There was no
As a matter of fact. So some say the Simchat Beis HaShoeva, whatever. But the Gemara says that they didn't have Kalos Roish at the Simchat Beis HaShoeva, and not only that was the source to make a mechitza. The source for mechitza in shul is because in the Simchat Beis HaShoeva, they were misakin that the women have to be on top because they didn't want there to be any kalas roish during the Simchat Beis HaShoeva. And where the Kohanim slept was in the room called the Beis HaMoikad. The Beis HaMoikad was one of the chambers.
Within the Beis HaMoikad.
And it says there that half of the room, they specifically did not give it the Kedusha of the temple so that they could sleep there. So it was a big room, and half of it, they had like a little stone protruding in the middle of the room, and the second half of the room was not Kaddish, and that's where they slept. Wow. So the Gemara actually discusses this issue.
So it just sounds like they're having a lot of fun there.
It was holy.
No, it was a Makom Kedusha. I don't think, I mean, with all due respect to our shuls, I don't think that they had Shalton Kugel sitting in the Heichal, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to go so far. Maybe blasphemous to say that, but you know.
I brought up earlier when they were learning, I mean, prior to
look,
this year. So it also says in the Beit HaMikdash, they specifically put people of a similar parnasa together, even though there might have been animosity towards one another, whatever, for whatever reason. So they specifically put
Shalom.
The plumbers together, they put the musicians together.
Makom Shalom, but you know, and
in order to network and to be able to work with each other and get opportunities. Yeah.
But it's also pretty clear that even the karbanas they ate, not in the azara, they ate it in the chotzer. A little further out.
Okay.
So they didn't, Kohanim didn't sit and have meals. There's a whole discussion about the Korban Pesach. Where did everyone eat? I mean, imagine you have the entire Jewish people trying to eat a Korban Pesach in the middle of the Har Habayis. It's a little, you know, where do we have room for everybody? There's a lot of such discussions. But no one says, okay, listen, just sit down, you know, make a picnic. That's not brought down, you know.
And plus, halfway through the second Beit HaMikdash, at least half of it, rampant Avodah Zarah was going on anyways.
It's a different story, you know. So this is that there. Okay. Now, I don't really have any good yishuv 100% basically. In other words, if it fits into the dharma what we're talking about. Now, it's possible that someone that's, let's say, a member or someone that really makes the shul their place and they have nowhere else to go. And, you know, fine. So then maybe we would allow them to make a suda there or something, but it's not so posh to go make your own private suda in the shul. The place can discuss what about serving lekach and whatever by a yard site. So it could be it's better to serve it outside in the lobby. Why are you serving it in the base medrash for? It doesn't help the people learning specifically, and it's not for the tzibur. So the Stechem it says better serve it outside in the hall, not to serve it in the base medrash.
What did they do back in the day for brises?
Because there's no doichak on that. There's no doichak. There's plenty of room in the lobby. So why are you putting it in here for? Just convenience. Convenience may not be enough of a heter. It's got to be. There's no choice.
Does that go for the suz mitzvah of a bris or something?
So there's no choice. Could be. That's what I'm saying. There's no option over there. It's no option. It's no option. But something that is an option could
public.
Be. Well,
and it's public. It's not like mm-hmm. someone's part of a mitzvah.
Yeah. Now, okay. Just two other halachas. So two other halachas about the kedusha beis hakneses is. You can have a booklet. Let's see, we got two quick halachas here. Okay. So, one halacha is what we said here. Here, I'm sorry. Lost the place. Okay. Now, it says here, you're not allowed to go into the shul unless you're going to daven. Unless you're going to daven. And it says here on page 17, on the second line, the end of the second line, it says, if you have to go in for non-mitzvah reasoning, you got to call someone. So you're outside, and there's a phone call on the emergency line or whatever saying, you know, call this guy, an emergency, but whatever, you want to call someone out. So you're going in to get them. So when you go in, you're not going in for a mitzvah. Could be you're not allowed to enter unless you're doing a mitzvah. So he says, you should go in, yikanes, v'yikari me'at, you should read a pasuk, or yoyimad davar shmua, or say over a piece of Gemara, v'achakach yikrenu, and then call him. Kedei shelo yenir akilu nichlas atzarka. So it should be clear that you're entering into the base of medrash is really for the learning. And then you go ahead and call the guy. V'imim yadeh alikar zolishas, if you don't know any psukim or any gemara, yoyimar la'ached minatinaikai, so whoever learning in shul, tell them, okay, read me a pasuk. V'achakach yetzei sh'ayeshiva by a mitzvah, and sit down, and the yeshiva is a mitzvah, sh'nemar asher yoyishvei, v'isach, even sitting in the shul's mitzvah. So you should not go in for any reason, you should go in only to call some. If you're going to call someone, you should sit down, say a pasuk, and then go and call the person. Now, some people goof with the pasuk that they say is Asher Yoshev Yisachem, because, you know, that's the point. But the point is, you should go and say a pasuk.
Does that mean if you're going to pick up your talis to go to a different shul?
Yeah, l'chayra.
That's an issue.
You should go in and say a pasuk, and then get your talis.
Even though you're picking up something that's used for a davar mitzvah.
Okay, so your question is, what about if what I'm going for is a mitzvah, right?
Well, again, that's
just
the Hechsher mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right. So, not so clear. Then he says like this, but what you should do is say a pasuk. Then he says in Halacha Hey, Hayu lebeis hakneses, shnei psachim. The beis hakneses has two entranceways, lo yikanes bepesach zeh, la soysoi derech, lotzeis bepesach hasheni lekatzer darkoi. This is a shortcut. So you should not make the Beis HaKnesses into a shortcut. Kapandaria, you shouldn't make it into a shortcut. So that means,
why we need this halacha if we have already that you cannot enter for other pizza?
You're saying, because maybe you would argue, I'm trying to get. Oh, that's a good question.
Even the grounds or the actual
I know people that are machmir that they are.
So look at the first bi'alacha. The bi'alacha on the right side, it says lekatzer darkoi. There's a short bi'alacha here. So lekatzer darkoi she'asa likanes bem ela dvar mitzvah. That's the whole reason. You're not allowed to make a shortcut because you cannot go into the shul except for a dvar mitzvah. Ve'im hu ha'ilech lidvar mitzvah efshad d'shari. Some say, why am I taking a shortcut? Because I'm going through the shul to get to a dvar mitzvah. So, for example, let's say you have to the way the entrance into the synagogue, the entrance into the building is through a base medrash, and then you have to go through the base medrash to get to the shul because that's where you're davening. So, according to the Prima God, it would be mutter. Really, maybe you should go around and go to the front door instead of going through the door that goes through the base medrash. But here it says Efshar Deshari V'loy Nehira. The Bialacha does not like it. Shem Dibre Rambam Ein Raya Lahakel. So he says there's no reason to be Mekel, because really your intention is to do a mitzvah, but that's eventually. But I'm not going into this place for a mitzvah.
That's what the
Mechaber means. Right. So that's maybe the Chiddush. Even though my intention is to do a mitzvah, but I'm not going to be doing a mitzvah with my entering here, and therefore it's awesome. Now, we had this shaila.
Getting out, for example, for the shir, it's to go that door.
Yeah, you can't go through there.
What?
You shouldn't go out that way. Because you're walking through the shul for no reason.
Right.
But I mean, we're right. In the shul, though, no?
I don't know, but they're already in it.
Yeah. Right, so the question is. Okay, but during the truth is, yeah, it's. I think it's considered maybe one big room. Now, if there's no the there would be a question if you're leaving the sukkah, let's say, how are you getting out? So there's a door, there's a way out. Do you have to go all the way out, or are you allowed to go through? So now you would say, you know, you can't just walk through the basement. But if that's the only way, it's not so simple. It's interesting. I think that we had once in Share, so that room, the base medrash room. So you park, you walk in through there, and then you go into the shul. So according to the Prima Gadim, it's mutter, but according to the Bei Halacha, it would be awesome. The only thing is that I think that when we looked into it originally, the reason it's mutter is because originally when it was built, it was not the base medrash. It was a separate room, so that would be included in this thing. If the derech was muchzak before it became a shul, it's mutter. So the derech was muchzak before it became a base medrash. Then it became a base medrash. The derech is still allowed because since that was a path that was muchzak before. Huh? Right, you built a base medrash on the road. So everyone has to stop? No, the tzibur has the right to continue maintaining their derech through the shul because it was there first. It preceded the base medrash.
It has kedushas base medrash?
I don't know what it has, but even if it would have, it's still going to be mutter because it was not made that way, and the shortcut was made that way.
So if you had a shul built out of a house and people would walk through the house, could you say,
what do you mean?
You bought a house and you converted it into a shul.
And people walk through the house to do what?
People walk from the backyard. The way you would get it through the backyard, you want to go out of the house.
Yeah, it's lachar, that's what he's saying. It's mutter.
Yeah, so there shouldn't be a problem going from there.
What?
There shouldn't be a problem going from there.
No, I don't know. No, it's a different thing. But
we have two fields, and there was a path between them, and you can't block that off.
Right, because that's
a public path.
Right. Now, there's a very interesting shmooze. We'll end with this. The heter that we said before, that if you go in to get your talis, you go in to call someone, you can go in, say a pasuk, get the person, then go out. Does that help for the shortcut? So I want to make a shortcut. So the Bir Halacha says, no, the Bir Halacha says what doesn't help is to go in. My intention eventually is to do a mitzvah.
Right, you could do the mitzvah elsewhere, but if the only way to do the mitzvah is by going into the basement, the mitzvah is in there.
Oh, so he says, la'asoy se derech, im lo'y shi'yikro shi'yisha sham me'at. So he says it is mutter. However, the Archonim, our Medayik, that from the Arsamech says, Gishmak HaSvara, that it's not that way. Says, if you go to call someone, you need to go to the shul. You have no choice. He's in the shul. So therefore, you have to go into the shul. Now, Shalom, you can go to the shul for a mitzvah. You can go into the shul for a chol tzorech, for a non-mitzvah tzorech. So make it that you're going in for a mitzvah tzorech. Okay. But if I'm not, I don't need to go into the shul. I could walk around. I just want to take a shortcut. So now, who says that going in there to say a pasuk is enough to be matter that? My intention is not to go in for the pasuk. My intention is to go in for the shortcut. The pasuk could be... is not enough to be matter that. L'maisa, the Allah is makel. So it could be the Gemara, but it's an interesting point that it's not necessarily so poshut that would be permitted. Huh? I think this is part of the base medrash. So anyway, everyone can go in and learn a Mishnah, and then you'll for sure be good.
So if you're paying,
yeah, okay,
so if you want to go